Foundation und das.
Herzlich im Bruto, herzlich im Bruto. Fragt das, was wir im Thema an Milo Joil, wo er leu Omar leert, leu Postu Kiddushin bekulo, elo mischum die Ike da Sacheres, wo eino Misratzo, elo le Masche Schimas. Aber im Aino Joidim, schim Misratzo bekulo, Postu Kiddushin bekulo. ואוך יגל ידייתו שמשרצו בכולו. סתאי זה איזה קשר. שיטה סתאי זה, why we don't say פושטו? Because she was only מגל ידעס that she wants a חצי. ומל ידעס אחר אז מקנו, we don't say פושטו. פרקטאי זה, but here when she said חצר בפרוטו וחצר בפרוטו, and it's גיבוית at the next days that he said it בבסחס. She was megale bedaito that she's masking. If she's megale bedaito that she's masking, so say poshto. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? V'yeshleimar di'ave mayri da'omar lo beloshin kiddushin einechenami da'ave poshto kiddushin bekulu. Aval oche ayri da'omar le'aread mo'ureses li'o v'chad me'anelishne de'lei. So Tesis answers, why poshto doesn't help? Poshto only helps beloshin kiddushin. But if it's not in loshin kiddushin, we don't say poshto. This is the chiddush of Taisis and Amudalek as well. That beloshin eirusin, we don't say poshto. On mikol makom, Taisis kasha was that we will do poshto. Chetzach bepruto vechetzach bepruto, do poshto. Stam. Before we start, Ari Rove had one more suffix before. Chetzich bechatzi pruto vechetzich bechatzi pruto. Chetzich bepruto vechetzich bepruto. Chetzich bechatzi pruto vechetzich bechatzi pruto. This was the first suffix of Rove. So why Tesis was maimi the Tesis and the second suffix of Rove? Tesis was maimi the suffix and the second suffix. Rove has four sfeikas. Chetzer bechatzi pruto vechetzer bechatzi pruto. Chetzer bepruto, chetzer bepruto. Chetzer bepruto ayo vechetzer bepruto lemochor. Shnei chetziach bepruto. And Rove, Tesis is maimi the kasha from poshto and the second suffix of Rove. Not on the first suffix is Rove. Is meduyek in Tesis. That in the first suffix of Rove is no mocking for poshto. Why? He said, Chatzich bechatzi pruto, vechatzich bechatzi pruto, it's no poshto. The way we learned in Rashi that be'etzim pruto could, oh, chatzi pruto could also be a maize kiddushin, if in the end it's. About the thesis is meduyek that in chatzi pruto is no mocking for poshto. We'll need it for the hemshecha thesis. But mainly the whole kasha of thesis was chatzich bepruto, vechatzich bepruto, make poshto. Frek the bismeir and the makne akasha. Lechua Tesis doesn't start. Are if the lady, if it will work, and she will be mekudeshes chatzi bechatzi chatz chetzio be one pruto and the other chetzio and the other pruto, as how much money she will come home with? What? Two prutos. Chetzer bepruto vechetzer bepruto. If it will be chal, she will come home with two prutos. Now that you will do poshto and one chetzer bepruto and it will run over, how much prutos she will come home with? Only one. She was not. She wants two. No, you say chatzach bepruto, chatzach bemillion and chatzach becher another million, eh? She's not masking to finish on one. She was misratza. She was misratza for shtei prutas. Frag the bismeir and the makne, the lechur tesis kasha is nishkin kasha. You can do poshto here. How you'll do poshto? I will explain. Are we learning that the Sacher is Makna without the Askoma of the lady, we don't do Poshto? We only do Poshto with her Askoma. Frek Teisves, Bechatzir, Bechatzir, Bepruto. Bechatzir, Bepruto is a Askoma. So you could do Poshto. Frek the Bismeir and the Makna is no Askoma here. She wants to be Milkudish Bishtei Prutas. Like this, they shlug Teisves as Kasha. Lechiure, you could dan and the divrei abismeir and the makne become oifanim. That's the binogea for us in the hemshach. First, I have a tzad. I don't know why I didn't see no one speaks about it, but if I could, I'm drachen zusammen. I think that even if she was maskim, only if she will get another pruto, but while she's maskim to get married, is no chisorin of das acheres makne klapi de aloche of poshto. I have a big tzad to say, Abishi's masking to get married. She's masking to get married if she's getting another pruta for the other half. But she's masking for the maise his pashtos for the issues. So even that she wants to get paid for it.
What?
We do, be'etzem, we have a poshto. And it has to be chal because she was masim. As I state in Teisus, it starts and we do poshto. Teisus state, if you have her askoma, you can do poshto. I said, you have her askoma for the kiddushin. She wants money for that. Zani mistapeh.
She wants money to be
masim. No. She's masim, she wants money.
She wants money for the kiddushin and another puta for the
kiddushin. This is what I said I'm a super kebab. Good.
The masim. She wants money and gives her dinner.
No shaykhs. There is no maize kedushin. Here is poshto. Poshto works. I will explain it because someone will go by it. I don't want to go into it. Poshto works even when a person is not masking. When a person owns a oilo, a behemo, and is magdish raglo shel behemo, and he yells chai v'kayom. I only want the foot. Poshto doesn't ask him, and becomes Kodesh and Gantz. Oh, but the Gemara is Mechadesh when it's Das Acheres. Not that he has a Das, that he wants it to be Poshto. Poshto doesn't have to ask permission. Poshto just moves. Oh, but on someone else, you don't have a Kerech to do Poshto. Oh, but if Yenin is masking, you can do Poshto. Now, Yenin was masking. No, Grade, he wants money. I'm a super. Okay, the Makna and the Bismay state as AVU, that it doesn't work. I'm just saying, maybe Taisus learned that it works. But Lama learned as AVD that it doesn't work. So we back to our question. If it's no Askoma, so Lechoure, where is the Poshto? As I break the Bismay and the Makna and the Kimat Taina that Taisus Kasha is not Kinkasha. Zog Rebel Yashiv and Ores, no, poshut by me that even if it be poshto, she will get the two prutas. Ledina, he says, poshut, if it be poshto, are it's not stop. This is la aloche holds that if you would say it, beloshin kiddushin is chal poshto. You have to remember, it's not stop. This is holds la aloche, if you would say it, beloshin kiddushin will be a poshto. Yeah, his case is a poshto. If he tastes, I'm a kaddish chotzi isho, and she's masking for the second half is a poshto. What a people's chatzir bepruto v'arev mikudeshesli chatzir bepruto v'chatzir v'arev mikudeshli chatzir bepruto is a poshto. If he tastes, beloshin kiddushin. So Rebbe Yashiv, she takes both prutas. Now Rebbe Yashiv doesn't explain clearly. What is the hesbah? If stamp balabatish kilo. He's masking to give her the money if in the end the kiddushin works, such to Gildoicha. Or maybe more beyond this. Where will be the poshto? The first half, David, or the second half? Where will be the poshto? What part will be the poshto? The first chetzikot poishet and the second chetzikot poishet. So who is Poshet? You can't tell me the first one, because Kolman, he didn't say the second one. So who is Poisha, the first one or the second one? So the vile, and again, Bisun Getos and the Cheshbon, I just want to start in a Kalel HaKoven. L'chure, both. So one of the prince says the lady, Hiskachili bepruto, Hiskachili bepruto, Hiskachili bepruto, and he gives her three prutas. Reb Nochum would say, Alemol, so oh, she's Mekudeshet in the three prutas. Says it's Chidushim, but by him it's Poshet. If we will learn like that, so B'meile, B'chai Gavne, will have an answer to the Bismay and the Maknes Kasher. She will take it be Mekudeshet in the Shtei prutas, and will be pushed off from both sides. We'll leave this for a second. Let me get invited. Go back to the Nesek. The Achroinim has a kasha. The Rambam, Taisus has a kasha. Zodim poshto. Shnei chetzich bepruto vechetzich bepruto, du poshto. Taisus answers because he said beloshin eirusin and not said beloshin kiddushin. If you would say beloshin kiddushin, you take a say poshto. Fregen the Achroinim, aber the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring down the aloche beloshin kiddushin. The Rambam Taki is Machriya and the first two that she's Mekudeshes. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch is Machriya that she's not Mekudeshes. Chetzer b'chatzi pruto v'chetzer b'chatzi pruto. Chetzer b'pruto v'chetzer b'pruto. Chetzer chayoyim v'chetzer l'mocho. Shnei chetzayich b'pruto. Harei zu sofik Mekudeshes. Alochem Shulchan Aruch simen l'medalef ha'ven ha'ezer se'iv zayin. Freg de b'shmul and the chelkes mechoike kem v'avni miluim. Taisve said that if it will be Loshin Kiddushin, it will be Poshto. Shulchan Aruch Paskenet Beloshin Kiddushin, Chetzach Bepruto, Vechetzach Bepruto, Harei Zeh Sofe Kiddushin. Say Poshto. Zog de Bishmuel, Lefi what we said in Shir, B'Shem Derash Bo En Amud Alef, that even when she's masking, you don't say Poshto. Because the Rashbo says, if you need to come to her as Kama, for the Poshto, it's called Makeches Es Atzmo. We explain it then. They said it in a different nusach. So lefi the Rashbo, the kasha is not a kasha. They said that everyone holds like the Rashbo. The Bishmuel says, yeah, Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam will hold like the Rashbo. So if you hold like the Rashbo, then when the issue is masking, it doesn't help for Poshto. They like it, they says. They like it, Rashi and Gittim and Gimel, that stayed close and is masking because the lady was not masking. But if the lady is masking, we will do Poshto. So again, so Taisus is telling Yehore, do poshto. And Taisus answers, Be'etzem, you do poshto, bechetzer, bepruto, bechetzer, bepruto. The reason you don't do poshto is because it's not a loshen kiddushin by us. For be a loshen kiddushin, will be poshto. Ayr Shulchan Aruch brings it down by loshen kiddushin. He holds like the Rashbo. That even if the lady is masking, you can't do poshto. Why? Because it's considered makachas es atzmo. But if we don't want to say like the Rashbo, comes the Bessi Yosef. You have to understand, the Bessi Yosef is the Shulchan Aruch. He says the reason that he written it in Shulchan Aruch, he didn't write like the Rambam Mekudeshes, that Aloha came to Tzeloima. He passed that she's a Sofek Mekudeshes. Zog the Bessi Yosef, you know why I'm going to write in Shulchan Aruch, that she's a Sofek Mekudeshes. Bechetzich bepruto, bechetzich bepruto, Sofek Mekudeshes. Why we don't say Poshto, Taisus Kashe, and I don't hold from Taisus's parents that it's Dafka Beloshin Kiddushin. Aval Beloshin Eirusin is no Poshto, and the Sugi is Beloshin Eirusin. No, I hold the Sugi is Beloshin Kiddushin. Aye, so why is no Poshto? Zog de Bis Yosef a Medrash Pliya. When she said the first words, Areb Mikudeshas Bechetziach, we didn't know if she agrees or not. So it was no Poshto. At Kan the Teretz of the Bessi Yosef. You know why we don't say Poshto? Why? When he said Areb Mekudeshes, Chetziach Bepruto, we don't know that she agreed to the second Chetzi. So B'meile, we can't do Poshto. These are the words of the Bessi Yosef. B'meile, I'm going to write in Shulchan Aruch, Chetziach Bepruto, V'chetziach Bepruto, Areizu Sofik Mekudeshes. Sofik of the Gemara, if Moine Boilech, it's too maisin. Aber Ratz Poshto, when she said, when he told her, Areb Mekudeshes, when he told her, Chetzich Mekudeshes Bepruto, we didn't know that she agrees to the Poshto. Frag the makmen kuntres achroin. Okay, you answered why the first two words are not poshto. But then when he tells her v'chetziach bebruto, and he wants to marry the second half, now we know that she agrees to both halves. And he gives her the money when he finishes. So you're right, when he said the first two words, you're not so sure what he meant. But when he says the other two and she agrees, now we know clearly that she agrees to get married. So do poshto on the second half. What the Bisi Yosef is answering? Again, why are we passing la aloche chetzo v'pruta v'chetzo v'pruta? It's a suffix mekudeshes. Why is it a suffix mekudeshes? And a vada mekudeshes. We didn't post it. It says b'loshen erusin. B'shchanor zog b'loshen kiddushin. It doesn't work. If you look like the Rashba, there's no post it because haskoma of the lady doesn't know because b'kachas is atzmo, it's good. But if you don't look like the Rashba, it's shver. Zog the Bisi Yosef, because when she said arayat mekudeshes chetzik mekudeshes zi b'pruta, we don't know that she agreed. B'mele, we can't do post it. Frag the magnet, but when she said the second half, and the chetzich bepruto, now we know. So do poshto.
She's fully back.
What? No, we're going now that every half is separately. And the tzadah that doesn't work. No, but this is the suffix of the Gemara. Moine v'oilech, or came in the poska poska. You can't marry a chatzi isha. Two halves don't make, two halves of a sroikim. You can't juggle. Two halves of a isha is not an isha. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So Teisa said, do pashto. And but Teisa says, lo shenei rusim. We don't hold for it. Zog de rashma v'isha, we don't hold for it. Zog de b'si yezim avet nuteretz. When she said chetzer v'pruta the first time, was no das. Shaila said it was no das in the first time. But in the second time, zog de v'el, if we learn like the Bismeir at Vorim Nifloim, you're right, you will do Pashto from the second half. But then she gets only one Pruto. She never was masking to get married for one Pruto. She was only masking for Shtei Prutas. The only way it worked, we said, is Val, we did Pashto from the first word, Pashto from the second word, we overlapped two Pashtos. She's married twice, we don't know what it means. She got the two Prutas. But if she's only miskadeshes with the second half, if the poshto is only from the second half and she doesn't have poshto from the first half, how she'll be mikudeshes? She will only get a pruto. The Bismeir said if you get only a pruto, it doesn't work. What? Suffolk and Mayne Ba'ilech, maybe it's one ma'aser, it's the Gemara. The Gemara has a suffix meant to do one ma'ase. We're asking, even on the side that it's two ma'ase, Abba do poshto, this is the kasha of the sugya. It's like, Taisis no shenegus, it's like the Rashba, Isha, you can't do poshto. So like the Bisyasev, no, the first time she was not masking. Frank the Magna, what kind of answer is it? But the second time she was masking, do poshto from the second one. If we have the terrors of the Bismeir and the Magna and the second terrors that they answered, that why you can't do poshto, because even if you do poshto, she'll be married only in one pruto, and you need two prutas. So we answer this, she will get the two prutas, because we'll do poshto from one side, and then poshto from the other side. If we say that when she started, she didn't mean to do poshto, but maybe that doesn't work. We'll go weiter. Frag the Atzmos Yosef. I don't understand the Teretz of the Bis Yosef. When he said the first words, she didn't know what is the plan, so there was no Poshto. So the second words, so what we said. But the last case number four, Shnei Chetziyayich Bepruto. Mau Teiku. Du Poshto. Shnei Chetziyayich Bepruto, du Poshto. Why b'shnei chetziyach b'pruto you can't do poshto? So how the Shulchan Aruch, as if he'd ask Mesiyos, how the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's a suffolk, are we paskins that we do poshto? B'loshin kiddushin, and he said b'loshin kiddushin shnei chetziyach, so we can't answer like Taisis that's loshin erusin, loshin kiddushin. Can't answer like the Rashba, we're going like Taisis that is poshto if the Esha is masking. So why b'shnei chetziyayich it doesn't work? As I fragt that, Ms. Yosef, kushya atzumo la Ms. Yosef. How the Ms. Yosef brings down that I'm going to write the Gemara, and I know that there's a tesis kashya from Poshto. The Ms. Yosef will say, I don't hold as Poshto, we can't go Poshto by the lady. The lady is my... No, I know that there's a kashya. And I know that I don't want to answer like the Rashba. And I don't want to answer like the Tesis. And I'm answering you because when I said Chetzich bepruto, Chetzich bepruto, when I said the first Chetzich, she didn't have a das. I had a kasha. The second one, we answered. For the das, Ms. Yosef, aval akushu inoi roe. We have the fourth case of the Gemara, Shnei Chetziyayich bepruto, du poshto. Shnei Chetziyayich bepruto, du poshto. So it's two terutzim. One thing is, I think like this. We said from the Ms. Yosef that when a person says Chetzich bepruto vechetzich bepruto, he said the first one was too late, he didn't have a das, only the second one does pashto. When he says Shnei Chetziyayich bepruto, both have to do pashto. Zogin de Londin, try to do two things pushed together. You know what happens? Try to push from two sides. What happens? No one moves. It doesn't work. He tries to do pushed, he tries to do pushed. They're pushing it. They try. He tries to push to here, she tries to push to here. Sibleib tachetzi. What? Why finishing? He tries to get.
You don't have where to go to, so it's supposed to
stay. No, I see you don't know what is pushed. Poshto is that this balloon spreads and this balloon spreads. They're two spreading, but there's two mechitzas in between. You don't argue that maybe you can say for that. I'm saying glad belongs. I don't understand what is poshto. I don't understand how poshto works anyway. But the few what we have lefoneinu and Rabbi Seinu, we're learning the sugya. It's glad belondes. No, it's glad belondes. That you can't do poshto b'chai gavne. So we say punkt fakel from the svara that we said before. Before we try to say why she will get the two prutas. Because we will do poshto. The Ms. Yosef doesn't learn like that. The Ms. Yosef never had the tzvore of shtei prutas. That part, the Ms. Yosef says, fakert. You have to get shtei prutas, and you can get shtei prutas. If the first one will work, it will work. Miyad when he starts. But miyad when he starts, it doesn't work. But mele, the second poshto cannot work. Try to do two poshtos together. Avada, they don't work. So this could be a hezbel. Forgot. Well, if one starts before the other one, yes. But if they try to go together, it's a gaitnish. The stipler says another terz. Zog the stipler shnei chetzich bepruto. Tesis never asked. Why Tesis didn't ask shnei chetzich bepruto du poshto? You told me because Tesis already asked the kasha in the second case, he doesn't have to come to the fourth case. So the stipler, but in the fourth case it's much better. And in the second case, the Ms. Yosef came and answered him, but when you said this, you didn't think about this. Shtol the kasha chazak. Shnei chetziyayich bepruto. It's close that she's masking. Chetzer bepruto vechetzer bepruto. You could think, no, first she was masking for this, and she was masking. So I said the Tesis good, and the next Tesis is that everything you said with vasachas. As shnei chetziyayich bepruto, it's a starker kasha. Zog the stipler, nearly. Shnei chetziyayich bepruto, you can't do poshto. Why? He says, how you do shnei chetziyayich bepruto? And the tzad of the Gemara that it's not one maise. If it's one maise, she's mekudeshes. What is the tzad that it's not one maise? That it's two halves. That is two halves.
Mm-hmm.
the tzad that it will work, that it doesn't work, and the tzad that it works, it's one ma'isa. And the tzad that it doesn't work, it's two halves. The stipler nemtzachon, and I'm saying, this is on the stipler. So how much every half gets? Only a chatzi pruto. How you could do poshto? And zog first what the stipler says. Zog the stipler, shnei chetzayim bepruto, and the tzad that it's one ma'isa is mekudeshes. What is the tzad that it's not one ma'isa? That he's doing two halves. Came in the poska poska. He wants to do it like two pieces. If he wants to do it to the two pieces, you have to divide the pruto. And that's like the stipler. And we were madgish in the beginning of Shir that the taste is never asked in the first case. Because b'chotzi pruto, you can't do poshto. But mele, you can never ask the kasha from poshto. You ask him the stipler or not? And then zog the stipler, b'meile, zog the stipler, right, val, it's a chatzi pruto and a chatzi pruto, b'meile, you can't do poshto. What is the mokum to argue on the stipler? That even that it's two shtei chatzoim, he's not dividing chatzi pruto and chatzi pruto. What he's doing? With the same pruto, he's doing the two ma'isim. This is what you learn the Gemara or not? How you learn? Like the stipler that he's doing, and it's again, it's one tzad that is a moine ve'oilech, he meant to marry her together, story in the Rambam and the Raivi, we said yesterday, Rebel Chono, if he meant to do one ma'isa or two ma'isim. But we learn, no, he's planning to do two chatzoim. Yeah? Other hitaki is doing two chatzoim and it works because it's together. Other he meant to do one ma'isa. But the stipler understands that it's two chatzoim mumin, and the tzad that it doesn't work will be a chatzi pruto and a chatzi pruto. Mele, you can't do poshto. The answer is avada, it's not the pshat. He's doing with one pruto two peulos of chatzi and chatzi. This is neged in the hemshach hagemor. The next sugya we're going to learn now. Shtei gosecho be pruto. If you could do it in one pruto, shtei ma'isim. This is the whole sugya we're going to learn now. This is the sugya we're going to learn. And if the stipler did not want that this would be a touch of the next sugya, that you could do it one pruto, shtei ma'isim, and this is the next sugya. But some noisim of mekabel has been in. It'll be a modern ma'is. It's noisim of mekabel, but it's two halves of a lady. We'll see in a second the next sugya if that would be included in the sveikis of Rove or not. The stipler did not want to learn that on the tzad that shnei chetziyach bepruto is taking one ma'isa pruto and this chetzi and one ma'isa pruto and that chetzi. That does the good philosophic of the Gemara. Chatzi vechatzi or one ma'isa. Remele, zog the stipler, you can't do poshto. The achroidim that were choylik and the stipler was poshto to them that it's not a pshat that he's dividing chatzi pruto vechatzi pruto and he's doing two half ma'isim with a chatzi pruto. And that's good for the Suffolk. If he's doing two machatzi ma'isim or one big ma'isa. No, the Gemara meant that even on the side that it's a chatzi, but it's a full ma'isa pruto on this chatzi, and full ma'isa pruto on that chatzi, and it's not a stire to use the same pruto to do shtei chatzoi. The stipler did not want that will be the case. Because Weister is the stipler learned that this falls in to noch a Suffolk of Rove. Bichlal, you could do such a ma'isa. Was mashmeir in the Gemara that it's glad. Only the shaila is if it's a chatzi isha or if it's a koil isha. That is mashmeir in the suffix of the Gemara. Mikol makoyim, this is the way the stipler wanted to answer. Let me send the Gemara weiter. Boy Rove, shnei bnei secho le shnei bonai bepruto mal. Bosar noisen umekabel azlinen. Vayikem amoyne, oydil me basar didayu aslinen vaholeketei. So this suffix of the Gemara, it's leicht and it's schwer. We'll do it leicht and schwer. Rashi is maimed how a person says l'shnei bonai v'em gdoilim v'asohu shliach l'kadesh. L'shnei pnoisai is no Rashi. Some say, oh, so he means like Taisus, the bonus ketana is that the father is a baili. Some say, fakel. Taisus says that it's only the case. But b'shliach it doesn't work. If Rashi would learn that shlichus doesn't work on bonus, Rashi would have to speak it out. Taisus and bonus, Rashi doesn't care. Or the shliach, or the father. Masha'ink and Taisus is madgish, dafka a father. Lomas and the Taisus. Shnei b'nesecho l'shnei bonai. Oy meride, mayri b'bonus ketana is that kiddushin da'av ninu. The big doilis va mikabel kedushim et hashlichas pshita de boi pruta lechol achas. The shliach lo yodif mi mishalchoi. The bon noisen de komar lav davko. Shere ha noisen al koich bet hashlichas bo lefu bo. Vi bos ha noisen az dinna ve boi shtei prutas ki ilu aponim ba'atsa mekatshi. Aval ha boi hi bos ha mikabel az dinna legamri. The shema in lochu shena she yikabel ha mikabel shov pruta. Tzuchlema shaldir leizmen Rochel Ruben v'leil Shimon dim leikin avin kedush shlanim seru lavi. So we have two drachim in the Rishonim to understand the suffix of the Gemara. If both are noisin v'mekabel azlinen, or both are didayu azlinen. And I will start. This is close zogin da achoinim. The Chazanish first is mind me the Gemara like this. If I go over to someone, I want to buy 10 fields that he has. One in America, one in Bnei Brak, one in Yerushalayim. I give him one pruto. I could be koiner or not. One son is in Bnei Brak, one in Yerushalayim, one in Tel Aviv. And one pruto I want to make the maaseh. I could be koiner or not.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah? It's one kid.
Why is one kid? This son and that son and this son.
He wants to give it over.
So what is the shaykh is? The father has two daughters. He owns the two daughters and he's mekadosh them in one pruto. But out there first, everything is shlichus. I'm not medamed to that case. We'll have to clear what it means for shliach. As a shliach of five people, and he does one ma'aser. The moshe, the rav mechiras chometz. The whole city gives the rav the chometz, right? Then the rav goes to the goy. And with a suder, he's magnet to the goy, all of the chometz in Reuven up. How he does it? He's magnet 20 people's chometz to one person. So you have some rabbanim to avoid the problem, they coin the chometz to themselves, and then they sell it to the Reuven. Yeah, but the Choshev Rav will never do it, because Choshev Yidden don't sell chometz, right? Chosh v'yidin get rid of the chometz. Not about himself chometz, but people that don't have an option. Chosh v'yidin get rid of the chometz. You do mechiras chometz misafik. Min haklal, so you don't sell chometz b'ayin. So the Rav doesn't have what to do to buy the chometz of everyone and then to sell it. So the Tanya says he wants to be a shliach, he doesn't want. So he's a shliach of everyone, but he gives one matbea to the goy, and the goy gives him one matbea, and he's going to all the chometz. So let me get laugh laugh. Let me get laugh laugh. So we have a suffix here in the Gemara. He gives one pruta. Now, Taisus says klo that if Luyetzuya would be a loche bosar noisen kipshutoi, if he's a shliach, he needs to give two prutas. He can't give one pruta. There's no tzad that he could give one pruta for two people to bury. No, so Taisus is no din of bosar noisen. It's only din of bosar mekabel. We have to know what it means. And the Meile Zoktesis, Legabi Mekabel, we're not talking that he's a shliach, we're talking that he's a father, he's an owner, and this is the suffix of the Gemara. So first, state in Tesis that a shliach cannot give a one pruta kilu. State in Tesis that a shliach wants to buy for two people two fields from two different people. So two people sell Reuven, go sell our fields. Shimon is a shliach of two buyers. He meets Reuven, state in Taisus, he can't give one pruta. Maybe it's totally in the chkira, what is the getter of shliach? If it's Yodah Arichte, or he's doing the chalots. As they state in Taisus, l'chaure. L'chaure, as they state in Taisus. So, zog Taisus, al kolchoch, there is no din basar noisen. You have to understand, the lambda's why. Why? No, That it will be a din. The Torah says he can't do it. The Torah says no din basal noisen. It's only a shaila basal mekabel. And the shaila is like this: if the father is considered keilu, it's two fields of one person, or it's two zach. These are the words of Tesis. The Chazanish says velefize hu adin bemekach. If the guy is buying for two people from one person, he could give one matbea. If he's buying from two people, he has to give two matbeas. That is mevur in the sugi that you go basal the mekabel. And what is the sofek? How to look on two noshim? To look on two noshim, like be'etzem, the father is the owner completely, and he's like selling two fields, but mele he could do the ma'ise. Or the name? It's two ladies. Now, this is the shita satesis. And now behelim all of the avnim iluims and the achoinim here, who owns the money, what money he gave. It's medin ore, medin avikmaini. What money it was. But behelim, Rishayim didn't speak about it. What is bothering me, bepshat, I didn't see no one as oimid in it k'moshe tzorich. And if you would give two prutas, it would be okay. Without balibatishkeit. That's what I mean. What will happen if he'll give two prutas? Bismeirdik. He wanted to make the kinyan with two prutas. No? So he's a shliach now, of two of his kids, to marry two ladies. And he wants the mekadesh in two prutas. Who? He's doing one maise. What will happen is two prutas. If we say balabatish, he meant one pruta to her and one pruta to her. Balabatish achkenish. He didn't mean that. He didn't mean one pruta to her and one pruta to her. He was mekadesh the maisa kiddushin with this money. How it will work? If the problem in the sugya is lomdus. Again, if the problem in the sugya is lazevi rabbi seinu, the Chazanish understood that like keilu that be a soidai will be the same problem when you make a kinyan. When you make a chiras chometz, you can't do one ma'isekinin for 20 people. You can't do one. You can't do one ma'isekinin for 20 people. Like Tesis, for people you could do the mekabel. The Tesis, I'm saying, you gave us a mekabel. Also, stop. I'm saying, pora aduma. I'm saying, the mekabel. Chazanish says, yeah. Kan lomadnu haloche that the one that measures it if it's one ma'ise or two is the mekabel. Kach lomadnu midivrei Tesis like the Chazanish. Velochen ani yomer. If you're shliach for five people to buy from one person, you can buy five fields and one ma'ise. So this is the yisayid of Tesis. That is a sugi basal mekabel. So be'etzem mekabel will be one, or the ladies are two bodies, or two different ma'isim, so it doesn't work. So I'm asking, and if you would give two prutas, I would have the same shaila. So what do you tell me about a batish? Oh, I don't like it. But I think Loshana Gemore is Miram is not like that. Basa moizim mekabel ve'ike momoine, oidime basa didayu, and it's missing momoine, the Gemore means. Right? Kilo, aber lo yitzu will be two prutas, it's Loshana Tesis. If it will be two prutas, it will be okay. Why to be okay? He tried to do one ma'aseh to two people. Why to be okay? One ma'aseh to two people, how it could be okay? How one ma'aseh to two people could be okay? It's very chazak meduik in the Gemara that lo yitzuyo, he would have shtei prutas, we would not have a shaila. Why? The Mishnah Lemelech says Chas v'Sholem, it's not the Pshat in the Sugya. Kiilu the Mishnah Lemelech taines Avada a shliach could represent completely. The shliach would represent five people but one ma'aseh. So what is the noise of the Sugya? But as a tnai bekidushin that the isha will be mekabel a shove pruta. you're right that you can represent the Maise Kabbalah, but the Maise, two people got a Pruta, so everyone got only a Chatzi. And what is the suffix of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara is, if the father is the one that is receiving the money, so he got Maman. Or they're the ones that are receiving the money, even though the Maizet stays by the father, the money. The Kesef Shaykh Lo'aviyah. Abaval, it goes to two Noshim, they need to get money, and they didn't get money. Don't see the suffix of the Gemara. Basal Mekabel Azlinen, or Basal Noisen Azlinen. Basal Noisen Azlinen, or Basal Mekabel Azlinen. Till the Mishnah Melech says, if you gave someone a person throws something that is pochis mishove pruta to the lady, and she gets a shove pruta, she's mekudeshes. And if it's side of the Gemara, that Basal Mekabel Azlinen. Kilu shteida in the Gemara, that doesn't make a difference that he didn't give enough money. Abi she got money, it's also a ma'aseh kiddushin. This is what Mishnah Melech brings down from our sugya. If you mekadesh bisura anoa and she's sick, she's mekudeshes. Basa mekabel aslinen. It's enough that she got money. He has to do the ma'aseh. So I want to be madgish. And Tesis Reed. It's mefurish that the suffix is a shliach. If you go basar mekabel or basar noisen, the hainu, we look in the shliach that he's the one that is doing the maise, and it's enough a pruto. Or we go basar the meshaleach and the miskadeshes, and you need shtei prutas. So be'etzem we have two drochim bepshat ha-gemore. The Tesis Reed learns kilu the suffix is when you have a shliach and meshaleach, you go basar them, or you go basar the people that send them. As is mashma that takes this read. This is the suffix of the sugya. You go basar them, or basar the people that send them. And Tesis state, no. Legabi sending, it doesn't make a difference. You only go basar the mekabel. And I'm saying, there's two ways to understand the sugya. And it's not dvorim brurim. It's one way to understand the sugya, that the noise of the sugya is a ma'isekinyan that is done for two people. The shliach is doing the ma'isekinyan, it's enough. The mishalech of the ladies is enough. It's a ma'isekinyan done in between both of them, it's enough. Or, val, the shliach of two people, has to be there is enough money for both. So let me explain a little bit to take this gemara to make it easy. I think benusach ze. We have an interesting gemara. When you read the gemara, it sounds very poshut. Both the meshalech, the noisim. Lots of the tesis now. The meshalech and the noisim, it's okay. On the ma'aseh, you have two ladies here. Now, what is the chkir? So when you learn the gemara, if you cut off all of the red and you start in the nekuta, what is the suffix of the gemara? The ma'aseh kinyan is the shliach with the meshalech. He gave a pruta, she got a pruta. It's good. And the end of the day is two people here. It doesn't work. If that is the suffix, what is the suffix better? Who is doing the Maisekinian? He's doing the Maisekinian, or he's representing them? Now, why he's representing them, and it has to be two? Why it has to be two if he's representing them? This is the Ba'aya of the Sugya. Yeah, you understand the Ba'aya of the Sugya? I understand the chkire when I'm a shliach of five people and he's a shliach of five people. Yeah, we do a chazoke. Let me say we shake hands, right? So we shake hands. It's a kinyan and diamond, so it's sold. Yeah, how much hands you shake? I'm a shliach. I'm representing all of the people. He's representing all of the people. I give a shtar. I give a chazoke. I'm doing the kinyan. Kinyan kesef is done with puta. This is one tzad. What is the other tzad? What is the other tzad? While I'm representing people, I can be better from the people that I'm representing. What do you mean I can be better from the people I'm representing? What do you mean I can be better? So here was what I'm saying. If I can be better, so even if I take $100, I can't do this ma'aseh for two people. She wants $100. Everyone wants $100 for the Maisa Kinyan. The das was $100 for the Maisa Kinyan. How $100 could do it? And we see in the Gemara that that is not a problem. If she wants 100 and he wants 100, I could do it with 100. While I'm doing a Maisa for two people, and two people need more for one pruta, I can't cheat. It can't be that two people, and Zamot Nazach, why it can be, is a Maisa Kiddushin. I'm a shliach for two people to do a Maisa Kiddushin. No, so I'm doing a Maisa Kiddushin for two people. How I'm doing the Maisa Kiddushin with a puta? Why I will need shtei putas? What is the avone? Why I will need shtei putas? Why I will need shtei putas? What is the tzad that I will need shtei putas?
She needs a pruta.
She needs a Maisa Kinyan. If she wants 100 and he has 100, I could do it with 100. It's Mashma Avadaye. Why? Because it's a Maisa Kinyan. So the problem is that I can't do one Maisa Kinyan for two ladies, or it's not enough money. This is my suffix. My suffix is, and I will explain in a second. My suffix is I can't do one Maisa Kinyan for two ladies. And doesn't go for the suffix, but some kabel, but some noisen, with all that's done, with all the achrayim and rishayim, but what is the shayrish of the suffix of the Gemara? Again, I'm giving the example of the Rav selling chametz. Also, we have a shayla, he could do it with one mice, not pruta. He's doing one kinyan suda, and he's going it for everyone. Right? This is what the Rav does. He's representing 50 people, and he's doing one mice kinyan for everyone. Now, I'm doing one Maisa Kinyan for two boys with two ladies. What is the Baya? The Baya is, you can't do one Maisa Kinyan for two people. Or the Baya is, that Val Kiddushin needs to be money. You can't do it with such a cheap amount of money. If you have Shtei Prutas, you will manage to do it. This is the Shaila in the suffix of the Gemara. Now, I want to read four more lines in the Gemara. And here you'll see, all of you people will say that this is the way you learn the Gemara. Boya Rav Pope, we're switching names. Boya Rav Pope. Bischo ve poroscho ve pruto mao. Mi amrin el bitcho ve chatzi pruto, poroscho ve chatzi pruto, and it's not good. Oy dil me bischo ve pruto ve poroscho ve meshicho teiku. Alaych the Gemara? Frag the Makne, why we don't have a tzad that it works? Basal mekabel azlinen, and the daughter and the cow are sold. Basal mekabel azlinen, and the daughter and the cow are sold. V'doichak loyma, that the Gemara goes like this. Indin tzulema basal mekabel azlinen, but ben a cow, he didn't mean both of you, he meant chatzi chatzi. It's mashma in the Gemara, the guy doesn't have, if he tries to do both together, it's over. Or he tried to do chatzi chatzi and it's also over. Or he meant bitcho bepruto, beporoscho bemeshiche. Why we don't have a suffix? Meshver adds a diuk. Why the Gemara didn't say, at veporo? Why bischo? I want to buy you and your cow. And he gives her a kiddushin. He gives her a ring. That is what they do. You make kaddish and you buy everything what she has, right? She owns houses, yeah? She's married to you. Everything belongs to you, right? How you do it? In one ring. So she wants to marry her and own everything what she owns. If it works or it doesn't work. Why did Moses say, bitcho veporo? Why bitcho veporo? At veporo. At vechamoich. Al-Molik Moses says, yeah? At the poro, I'm buying you with a cow. Why the daughter? I saw some achronim said we're talking about the Teisus Rit said we're talking about gedoylo. So b'meile, it's a shliach. If it's a shliach, Teisus says it doesn't work. As meduyek here in the Gemara, that two different zachen together, for sure you can't do in one Maisa Kinyan. Kiddushin was a tzad you could do one Maisa Kinyan for two people. Bitcho beporo is no tzad that you could do two Maisekinians. It's no tzad you could do shtei Maisekinians. Ad beporo for sure doesn't work. A father that owns a daughter, the suffix is, what is the gather? If it's one Maisekinyan or two Maisekinyan. Not everything could be done in one Maisekinyan. This is the Arum and Arum in the Sugya. It's one Maisekinyan, and the Gemara declares, if you could do one Maisekinyan or Basar Bonois, so maybe you have to have Shtei Prutas somewhere in the Maisekinyan. That is the Yisod. Now, what is the next Sofek? Boy Ravashi bitcho bekarka bepruto mar bitcho bechatzi pruto bekarka bechatzi pruto or dil me bitcho bepruto bekarka bechazok eteiku. What is the two sveikas here? So Teisva says, came in the poro ein and nignes bekesef shadin elu basar bitoy vahadar boy bitcho bekarka de karka nignes bekesef. Teisva says like this. The first topic was maybe anyway midoy reise mois einam koinois. So Mistome, he meant the daughter in a pruta and the cow in Meshicha. Aber by a karka, there's nigna bekesef. Aber in Rashi, you can't say it. Rashi says, Oidil me bischo beputo, not because behemo in a nigna bekesef. The meida yodia, the botsu mi pruto loy mekacho, uporosu loy omar ala pruto, elo shetigna loy keshe yim shecheno. Zogin da achroinim, lefi that, so the suffix of karka is the same suffix exactly. So what are the two sveikas? Sure, what are the two sveikas? It's mamish the same suffix. So Tesis came to answer it, that the whole tzad we had a suffix and a cow was vowed, cow is not ningna bekesef. So we had a tzad that he meant meshicha. But the karka is ningna bekesef, we didn't have such a tzad. But if he Rashi, that the whole tzad that we had a suffix and a cow was because Adam Yudea, that is not nikne. So what is the suffix? So the thesis of Rabbeinu Chananel, Reb Shmuel, says, "Fakir, why the names are switching here? The Taka didn't hear one from each other. So again, they even didn't hear from the suffix from Rove. All the sfekis are Rove. What's Hashem? I want tomorrow. Here's Be'etzem starts a whole new sugya of Mekadosh B'Shiroim." Wir machen eine neue Scholle mit der ganzen Starke.